The rally drove home the message.
Black life matters.
This is Dr. Earl Bracey, an associate vice president at Western. Someone in the back of the crowd yelled, "All life matters." Bracey fired up the crowd with his response.
Well, all life matters. I'll say that loud and clear. All life matters. But let's stay real. It's because black people were shot down. Black people were shot down. We're not talking about white people being shot down. If they're shot down like we are, we will protest and march on their behalf. All life matters. All life matters.
Speeches by Bracey and more than a dozen others came at the end of the rally, which started with a march that wound through the Macomb campus. Their route took demonstrators to Sherman Hall. That's where Western's president and many other top administrators work. At the building's front steps, the crowd seemed at its largest, loudest, and most demanding.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
After that, they headed to the plaza outside the University Union for speeches.
We need to wake up. A lot of people are still failing to see that our world is falling. That unless we stand up for what we believe in now, change is not going to come.
This is not an anti-police speech. There are good officers who do their jobs and do them well, but we have a problem and we must work on it.
Get involved, and that's how we began to fix this, because if not, this becomes an empty gesture. It looked good, it was great, we clapped, we heard great speeches, but that's the way it'll end if we do not get involved continuously. Peace.
Things were not peaceful at the University Union about 8 hours after the rally. The Western Courier says a brawl started during a Black Student Association dance. It spilled outside. The Courier's video, which made the rounds on social media, shows police using pepper spray on the crowd. Jim LaPrade emphasizes there's no connection between the rally and what happened later. LaPrade is one of the people who organized the rally. LaPrade also points out fights between college students happen all the time. He assumes an investigation will be done into what caused it and whether police followed proper procedures. As for the civil rights rally, LaPrade says it was a good start, but it was just the start of a much longer process.
We talked about this in planning, this march and teach out, as it was called. And we realized that this is just the beginning. This is not the end. This is not to appease our emotions and say, okay, we've done our part. This has to be an ongoing dialogue. One of the great things following the event, a student came up to me from the South Side of Chicago, and he said to me, I want to get involved. What can I do? And you know, I gave him my card, and I said, please contact me. And he said, this is important. But I know from where I'm from, the South Side of Chicago, we have all kinds of violence. And I said, I hear you. I mean, I understand and I agree that violence is something that's part of our society and something that we need to find ways to diminish that.
Most students will be leaving Macomb in the next week. They'll be gone for about a month and then coming back. What sort of things do you have planned or are you thinking about doing for the start, especially the start of the spring semester?
Well, in February, I know right now on the calendar, we have early February, we have a difficult conversation that's already been penciled in.
That's a program.
It's
difficult
a program.
Conversations.
Difficult conversation that colleague of mine, Deb Moretzky, began 4 years ago. But I suspect particularly from the energy from the march and teach out, I think we need to move forward with that as being a piece. Also, in April, the annual Dealing with Differences Institute, we're moving up to be held while the students are still here, and the format's going to be slightly changed. And I suspect the theme within that will be another follow-up.
Jim LaPrade teaches educational leadership at Western Illinois University. LaPrade says racism, sexism, homophobia, and xenophobia are learned behaviors that society must challenge and change. He says that change can come through education. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.